Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 30th of May 2024. This will be the last one for May. I mean, where is the time going by? I do think it has been a bit of a late year this year. It certainly feels like the garden hasn't reached its full potential. But now I think we are getting there. Now, I hope you're all having a great week. It's nearly the weekend, of course, and the weekend means it's usually time for me to spend some time in the garden and allotment. Well, that's not true. I spend pretty much every day in the garden or the allotment, but I mean proper time. Not just 20 minutes, half hour, proper time at the weekend on both. Now, I always like to share my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might just give you a few ideas of tasks that you can do yourself over the weekend. Well, if you want to get in touch and share your tasks for this weekend as well, that's always good. Now, I'm sure you know Saturday morning is when I head down to the allotment. I'm actually hoping to pop after work tomorrow first, however, and just do a bit of weeding and cut the grass. I usually cut the grass on a Thursday, but it's raining, so not a good idea to do it when it's wet. So tomorrow I'm hoping to cut the grass and do a bit of weeding, which means that when I go down there Saturday morning, I can just crack on with what I want to do. Now, Saturday, I have a few plants that I need to plant out. Tomatoes, these are tomatoes that I've got left over. All my tomato plants at home are planted, so these are just ones to go in wherever I feel they can go. Beans, French and runner beans. We've got a few more beans to follow up as well. And we've got some onions to get out. Onions are very late this year. These are the ones grown from seed. Very, very late this year, I've got to say, very late. But I only feel they are large enough to really support themselves outside, so that's why they are late. Sweet corn as well is going to go out this weekend. I've got a couple of trays of sweet corn, all which are doing quite well, but it is time to get them out. I think it is now safe to get them out. It's been a little touch and go, but I think they should be okay. It is a little later than I would normally like, but the weather this year has just been so poor, it's not a surprise. After I've got that out, I'm going to cut down a clump of comfrey, and then I want to build a scarecrow to keep the pigeons off my brassicas. You know, good old scarecrow is always something that we should do a bit more of, and I think it's a good way of just keeping pigeons off the brassicas without too much effort. Now, I want to check on my garlic while I'm down on the allotment as well, because I've noticed my garlic at home is starting to flop over. Now, back at home, I'm going to be planting out some brassicas, cauliflowers, cabbages, kale, and I'm also going to plant out some squashes, pumpkins, cucumbers, courgettes, melons. These are all to go outside in the squash bed. Now, I did mention my garlic flopping over at home. I'm going to check that out because I've just sort of realised when I was sort of writing my notes for this podcast that garlic that's flopped over could actually be the very early variety, which that'll be good. If it is, that would explain why it's flopping over. After that, I want to take some cuttings, lavender, rosemary, apple tree, currant bushes, and just try and get ourselves a few more cuttings and stock going of that. So easy to take cuttings. I simply just take a few cuts of what I want to take a cutting of, dip them in some rooting hormone after removing a few leaves, and then pot them in some compost and wait for them to start sprouting roots. Love taking cuttings. It's something I try and do a lot of. Now, out the front, I do need to have a good weeding and watering out the front, but we've got some fruit trees, or bushes, sorry, that I think the pots are getting a little bit too small for them, so I'm going to put those in some slightly larger pots. After that, I'm going to get some more mulch to lay down around the back. These are the mulches that we're experimenting with from Root Grow and Heart of Eden. Lay those down and see how they get on. And then I want to sow some more seeds. Saddled leaves, of course. We pretty much sow those on a monthly basis. Peas, we're going to be doing some of the sugar snap peas and things like that. Rocket, good old salad leaf as well. And beetroot. Now, beetroot is actually our seed of the month for June, which you will hear more about on Monday. This is, of course, with the discount code from Premier Seeds Direct, VegPod10, if that's of interest to you. But I've actually included this beetroot in June's seed pack as well. So this seems like a good point in this podcast to share with you what seeds you can expect for June. Now, I've already mentioned beetroot. This is a variety called Boltardi. It's quite a popular variety. I really enjoy beetroot. It's a tasty root vegetable. It is really worth growing in any garden. It can be roasted, pickled, and even used in sandwiches. Beetroot sandwiches were a well-known wartime lunch, which, you know, it sounds a bit interesting, but it's quite tasty. Beetroot being quite sweet, it added quite a nice dynamic to it. Now, sticking with roots, we also have the main crop carrot. Psyllium is the variety. Carrots, of course, need no introduction. They're not easy to get germinated, but once you get them germinated, they will be growing quite well. And the idea being, we're going to sow these quite early on in June, but the idea being that once these are sown the idea being we're sowing these in June because I feel the soil is going to be warm enough for us all to have success with them. So that's something we're going to be doing with those. And of course, it is a staple. It's one that pretty much everybody will grow. Spring onions, a variety called Tokyo Long. Now, these are a really tasty but quite a long spring or salad onions, depending on what you call them. They're great to grow. They can stay in the ground for quite a while. Spring onions are something that I grow a lot of as well because they can pretty much grow all year round with the right varieties. And we haven't done it for a while, so I've thrown them in for June. Next, we have another root, and it is a swede called Gowri. Now, I have to admit, I do struggle with swedes. I can never quite get them large enough, but I think that's because I expect to see them like the size of what we see in supermarkets. Instead, my swede tend to be about the same size as a large beetroot. So I'm hoping this year we're going to get them a little bit bigger, but I'm also hoping that we're going to grow enough of them that even if they are large enough to be the size of a large beetroot, we can still have enough of them to make it worthwhile. Fingers crossed we're going to crack it this year. Now next we have a Savoy cabbage, Virtus 2. Now this type of cabbage is actually an organic seed cabbage, and normally I will always try and garden organically, but the trouble with organic seeds is I do find they can be very expensive. But I rolled the dice on this one, and I have to admit I felt like there was not enough or not a huge amount of seeds in the pack, but actually there's still quite a few. I'm sure they will give you more than enough cabbages. It is, as I say, an organic cabbage, so it should do us quite well. And then finally, we have parsley. Parsley is a well-known herb, and I often grow it over winter. And what I find by growing it over winter, we harvest it through winter, spring, and it starts to bolt around now as we head on into summer. Now, this is a reason that it's worth sowing parsley around the longest days. A bit of folklore about it. And what I find is that by sowing around this, that gives us parsley to follow on up when the rest of ours is exhausted. So we can remove our parsley sown over winter. We've still got this parsley to follow it up. We do have to keep it quite cool during the summer months because it does have a tendency of bolting during the summer when it gets hot. But the idea being, because it's quite young, it should do okay. Now these are all going in the post to you tomorrow, so they should be with you quite soon, along with our mini newspaper, as I like to call it. I hope you are enjoying the newspaper as well, because I get a lot of great feedback about it, and I kind of quite like doing it. But I went to the newspaper. Members from the past would know it used to be like a page of A4, and now it's gone onto this mini newspaper, because I was struggling to fit all the information in. And I kind of feel I need to add some more pages as well, which might be something we look at in the future to build up on this newspaper. But I can admit, it is a lot of fun. Well, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. Hope you all have a great weekend. I will be back on Sunday with another Supporters Club podcast. We've got a live stream on Sunday as well. Can't remember what we're talking about at the moment, but that's that. And of course, there will be the podcast on Monday. So you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.